I've taken a little dip in dairy dye myself. Not everybody else. It was a little chilly for me. I leapt right out. My apologies. I know, there's a lot. Actually, there's a new book out, which if it weren't $50, I would grab. In fact, because it's $50, I should grab. Grab in the other sense. It's actually a real interesting book, with a real patchwork of streamings in. I mean, it's amazing what the things he brings together there. But there are thickets of language in these French guys. I mean, I don't know what they... I think it's to define a terrain of exclusivity. I'm half convinced that's what it's about, to keep us out. Well, you'll see some of my reservations here on this airplane. 2200, that's my visual condition, on 747. That's almost an altitude. There is rain on the glass, but it all disappears when I look toward the curve on the world. The here and now is clear, I mean, so we can't see it. In an airplane, chance encounters always ask, so what are your poems about? They're about their business and their father's business and their monkey's uncle. They're about how nothing is about. They're not about. This answer drives them back to the snack tray every time. Phil Fenstermacher, for example, turns up perfectly clear in my memory, perfectly attentive to his vashkili, that saddest cheese. And now an interlude while we commiserate. It takes what might be years to open life's array of incidental parcels, mysteries of red strips, tips and strings, the tricks of tampons, lips of band-aids, perforated notches on detergent boxes, spatial reasoning, milk carton quiz, and subtle teleologies of toilet paper. Mr. Fenstermacher is relieved to fill his mind with the immediate and masterable challenge of the cheese after his brief and chastening foray into the social arts. We part before we part. Indeed, we part before we meet. I sense the French philosophers nearby, I hope not in the cockpit. They are like to rock a plane and all the singers in it. Contrary to popular belief, the vehicle is one, the tenors many. These philosophers are fond of saying something indecipherable, meaning something like a moan. We're sunk in our little container, our story of starting and stopping. Just whose story is this, anyway? Out of my mind, whose words emerge? Is there a self the self surpasses? Look at your glasses, someone whispers. Maybe the world is speckled by your carelessness and not its nature. Look at your glasses if you want to see. Who says? We're not alone. The town down there grows huge. One tiny runway will engulf us. Is the whisperer Phil Fenstermacher getting a last word in before the craft alights? I look at my glasses. I see what he means. They're a sight.
Thank you.